Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical. I'm really rubbing it in this morning because today is about a 9.9 out of a 10. In Palm Beach, Florida. My name, as you know, is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast, and on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. We absolutely hope you're as excited. We are super excited, as you can probably hear in my voice, to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great, great state of Texas. We want to welcome our very, very special guest today to the show, Dr. Cameron Rowe from Anna, Texas. Welcome, Dr. Rowe.
Thank you, Dr. Bard. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's a real treat, Doc, and it's really an honor to have you with us today on the show. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, which is really an international broadcast now, one of the things that our audience happens to really love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Rowe from Anna, Texas, but also, really, during our show, they get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why you, Dr. Rowe, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and many of these individuals and many of these patients who've never been injured but are just dealing with the wear and tear and the everyday stress and strain of just getting through life sometimes, which sometimes can beat up on you a little bit. But thanks to you, you've got some incredible, incredible options and some credible, really, systems and protocols, which we're going to kind of dive right into the deep end of the pool here today. There's something that you've been known for, and it's a treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Rowe, yes. Can you explain to our audience what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, Dr. Bard, non-surgical spinal decompression, it's really a solution for back pain. It's an alternative for back surgery. It's changing the way my patients are handling their back pain. You know, it's a cost-effective, gentle process that uses computer technology to take a herniated disc and retract that disc and allow that disc to heal.
Very interesting. So in other words, patients who are possible candidates maybe for more, can we say, invasive procedures such as potentially narcotics and injections and unfortunately even surgeries, do they benefit from this type of procedure?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just last week we had a patient in that had been for a surgical consult and was already recommended to have surgery. And, you know, through the use of spinal decompression, she had an 8 or 9 millimeter disc protrusion at L5-S1. We've already seen tremendous results. You know, she's not thinking that she's going to be having surgery anymore. Her leg pain is so much better. Her back pain is so much better. She's sleeping through the night now. So she's just doing phenomenal.
That's awesome. So symptomatically, who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, that's a great question. Any patient that has back pain, leg pain, numbness, tingling, pain in the neck that radiates into the mid-back, the shoulder, numbness or tingling in the arms or fingers, numbness or tingling in the legs or toes, patients that have trouble getting up from a seated position or getting out of bed in the morning, patients that are having problems with their activities of daily living. I hear from moms all the time, you know, I can't vacuum my floors or I can't sweep and mop my floors because my back just kills me after doing it. Those are the greatest patients to have that actually understand what spinal decompression is going to be able to do for their life.
It's very interesting, and obviously in a perfect world, you, Dr. Rowe, would be able to accept everybody who qualifies for this incredible treatment option. However, realistically, not everybody is accepted. Can you review with our listening audience who qualifies and how you determine how somebody qualifies for this vital procedure?
Absolutely. That's a great question. When patients come in, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to get a history of what's going on with that patient. We're going to do a thorough physical evaluation. We're going to check their reflexes and their sensation. But most importantly, we're going to get an MRI on that patient. Or we're going to review the MRI that they've already had, because patients a lot of times they go to doctors and they never get the results of their MRI. They just say, everything's fine, you know, take this medicine and, you know, call us in 6 weeks if it doesn't go away. So the MRI is of the greatest amount of importance for me to know which disc exactly is affected, so I know exactly which one to target, which one to treat, which one's going to get the patient better fastest.
That's remarkable. One of the questions that I've been asked before, and I think you're in the best position really, Doc, to answer this question, is what is the difference between a plain film x-ray and an MRI?
Well, Doc, a plain film x-ray is going to show us the bones and where the disc bases are. You can see bone spurs on there, but you can't see soft tissues. You can't see the nerves. You can't see the discs themselves. You can't see the fluid around the spinal cord. So an MRI will show us all of that. It will show us where exactly the disc is bulged or if there is a bone spur that's pressing into that nerve.
Fantastic. I know the treatment is super gentle.
Absolutely.
And it's super easy the way you perform it. And we are joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with a real star, Dr. Cameron Rowe from Anna, Texas, taking time out of his busy schedule here to join us on our live broadcast here from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. And would you, Dr. Rowe, be kind enough to just share with our listening audience your contact information? I know you've got a brand new website and also your information as far as your phone number is concerned.
Absolutely. Our website is DiscCentersOfAmericaAnna, and our phone number is 972-924-2286.
That's great. Now, I think it's interesting because you could have practiced anywhere in the country. You were in such high demand coming out of your schooling, and you could have practiced anywhere. But what I wanted to ask you, and I know our audience was curious about this, is why did you choose Anna, Texas to practice?
Dr. Bard, it's a great place to live. It's a great place to be. We're nestled right up here in Northeast Collin County, one of the fastest growing counties in the nation. We are 45 minutes from Dallas. The life, the quality of life out here in Anna is just fantastic. And when I first came into practice, the opportunity to come in and serve and make an impact right away was there. And that's what I seen about Anna. I fell in love with this town the first time I visited it. My daughter was 6 weeks old. I went home. I told my wife, I said, Anna, Texas, that's where we're going. And she said, make the call.
Well, you've always
been
an action taker. And you know, obviously your patients have the same affinity and the same commitment and the same passion for you, Doc, that you have for them. And I think it's interesting because I'm, you know, truth be told, I think it's important our listening audience happen, you know, they may or may not know this. I happen to know you outside of this radio show. And, you know, as far as being humble, I don't know if I know any doctors more humble than you. And I think that that position of being humble really comes from an inner confidence and an amazing confidence that you've always projected to your patients. And I think it's interesting in the fact that if you look in the dictionary and you look under the definition of doctor, you know, one of the definitions of doctor, as you know, is teacher. And one of the great things that you're known for is really teaching and educating and empowering your patients to take control of their health and really to take control of their future. And they obviously rely on you to help put that in motion, and you've done incredible in that direction. One of the things you're also known for is how you've conjoined other treatment options to support the non-surgical spinal decompression aspect of your care. And one of those treatment options is something known as laser light therapy. Can you explain to our listening audience what is cold laser or laser light therapy?
Cold laser, it's exactly what it sounds like, Doc. It's a laser light, but that light shines into the body and it attracts the blood to the area of damage, the area of tissue inflammation. And what it does is it pulls the blood in, and blood brings with it oxygen and nutrients, and it helps to accelerate that healing process to peel up that damaged tissue, reduce that inflammation, and thereby reducing the pain that's associated with that tissue damage and inflammation. Cold laser therapy has been an important part of especially our patients that have any kind of bursitis or tendonitis or sciatica. We have lots of patients come in with disc problems that are causing the sciatic nerve to be inflamed. So we use that laser light to calm that sciatica down. We use it for carpal tunnel syndrome with a fairly great deal of success, you know, so patients aren't having to go and have carpal tunnel surgery. I see tennis elbow cases with tremendous improvement. Bursitis in the shoulder, frozen shoulder, one of the worst conditions that a patient can have with the shoulder is frozen shoulder. And we work with frozen shoulders, plantar fasciitis, you know, within a matter of a few visits is greatly improved. So any of those degenerative conditions treat a lot of knee pain that is caused by osteoarthritis in the knee, and patients get tremendous amount of results using cold laser for osteoarthritis.
That's fantastic. We know how far patients travel to come see you, and that's a huge statement in the big state, in the great state of Texas, right? Can we say that? Traveling across Texas, you may need a little bit more gas in the car if you're going to travel across the state. So tell me about some of the trauma victims that you take care of in terms of some of the automobile accidents, because I know that's such a large part of your practice in terms of taking care of patients involved in, unfortunately, automobile accidents. How do you
Absolutely.
Deal with that so successfully?
Well, the thing about it is I always put the patients first, Doc. That's what's important. You know, is we bring them in, we find out what's going on with them, we order the appropriate test, you know, and we find out the underlying cause of what's causing their pain. And you know, car accidents are a very common thing in this part of North Texas. Because of the traffic, and you know, I'm constantly seeing patients that are in rear impact accidents, side impact accidents, rollovers, and there's a high degree of tissue damage in these because of these kind of accidents. And a lot of times, these patients, they don't know right away that they're injured. sometimes it takes a day or two or maybe even a week before they realize how injured they are. I just had a mom and a daughter come in that were rear-ended at a red light by a police officer of all things, and his foot, you know, just slipped off of the brake, and they were just bumped just barely, just a nudge, and they didn't realize how much that force that their bodies absorbed. And you know, within a couple of weeks, they're both you know, not sleeping through the night, they're having back pain, they're having leg pain, so they're wondering, was this even enough to cause an injury? And the answer is yes. Because of the change in amplitude, when you have an accident, there can be tissue damage. And that tissue damage can sometimes be quiet and reserved, and it takes time for that scar tissue to start to build and that inflammation to start to build. And then before you know it, you've got a full-on health crisis going on. And it's affecting every aspect of your life. And that's what we've seen with these two patients. Fortunately, we've got them in. We've got them treatment. They're doing much better now, able to sleep through the night, able to return to their sports and their activities. So car accidents, sports injuries. You know, as you know, I'm also a certified chiropractic sports physician. So I see a lot of sports injuries. I treat a lot of high school athletes, and, you know, some of those collisions are just as bad as being in a car accident. And, you know, for all the parents out there, I just before I came on the radio show, I seen a mom brought in her 12-year-old daughter, and she was complaining of hip and lower back pain. And she's like, but I don't know if she's really in pain, because, you know, she's still doing all of her activities. And I said, yeah, but kids handle pain differently. And as we're going through the physical assessment, Dr. Bard, I'm checking this young lady's sensation, and she can't tell whether I'm touching her with something sharp or something dull. And I'm showing the mom, I'm like, see this? And the look on the mom's face was a look of horror, because this has been going on for a couple of weeks. And this girl has been in pain. So athletes are at high risk, for especially young athletes, because their bodies are still forming. Their muscles are so strong right now that it can cause injury. And that's unfortunately what happened in this young lady. But we've got her in, we've got her diagnosed. We're getting the treatments done as we speak right now, and she's going to be feeling better very soon.
Incredible. We are joined here on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our most special guest, Dr. Cameron Rowe from Anna, Texas. And you're such a gifted communicator, and I think that's probably one of the reasons you've gotten so many referrals from attorneys who refer patients after trauma to your clinic, because they know, obviously, that you are such an advocate for your patients. You're such a great communicator, and how well you document their injuries, which is really such a crucial component of that aspect of the medical legal aspect of trauma. But as a doctor, in terms of the standard of care, you've really raised the bar. You really have. And it's such an honor, and it's such a super privilege to have you on our live broadcast here. And before we go, if you would just be kind enough one more time to share with our listening audience your contact information as well.
Absolutely, Dr. Bard. Thank you so much. The contact information is Disc Centers of America, all spelled out, Anna, A-N-N-A. And the phone number is 972-924-2286. Again, Disc Centers of America, Anna.com, 972-924-2286. We look forward to helping you or your family.
You've been such an amazing guest. This has been probably the what felt like one of the shortest shows we've ever done on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, but that's only because you're such an incredible guest, such a gifted doctor, and just a cool dude. Can I say that? Can I share the real gold of Dr. Cameron Rowe? Outside of the radio
all,
show,
it's
just as good as they get. And I think that's what's made you so incredibly magnetic. And it's obviously well worth the trip in the great, great state of Texas to travel as far as patients do. And in sharing that, I want to thank our listening audience here. You guys are incredible. You're incredibly loyal to our show, which we love. The comments have been over the top on our international broadcast here. We used to say it's a national broadcast, but now the Physician Spotlight Radio Show is, can we say, global. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in. And on behalf of my co-host, who's on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we want to thank you guys again. We want to thank our most special guest who was with us here. And to just let you guys know that the secret lies within. And we can't wait to see you on the next episode of the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show from our studios here in beautiful, sunny Palm Beach, Florida. And as we say, make it a great one, and we'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.